as opposed to what we've seen the last four.
I think we need to work, all of us have to work harder in practice. You know, our games are won on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, we work better in practice, and it would show on Sunday.
Did you sense everybody was kind of rejuvenated coming back after your week off?
I think so. You know, everybody, we needed the time off. It came at a good time for us. You know, I feel good. A lot of people feel good. We got some guys coming back. So, you know, we're looking forward to the second half of the season.
I think you were talking about Joey Porter before. He's on fire, isn't he?
He is. You know, he's playing real good right now, and he's a force. You know, he's a, you know, leader on that defense, and you know we have to count for him.
Is he your problem Sunday?
You say what?
Is he your problem Sunday?
Yeah, he's my problem. You know, he's been my problem in the past. You know, I'm looking forward to this one.
You and Joey talk much?
We do. You know, you know, we talk a lot of trash, you know, and deep down inside, you know, we've got the black and gold and the green and gold up under there. So, you know, it's a little personal.
But he's a heck of a player.
He is. You know, he's a real good player. He's been playing good this year. And, you know, it's going to be fun for me going against him this week.
I think you were talking about this a little bit when we just jumped in here, but kind of talk about the State of the Union. You guys getting back, healthy. I mean, what's kind of the vibe as you guys have all gone back in town?
Oh, you know, the bye week came at a great time for us. You know, guys got some rest and got some guys coming back, you know, healed up. And we need everybody the second half of the season. You know, I think guys came back just feeling ready for the second half.
How much better do you feel about this offense? I mean, Stokely looks like he's going to be back and he's healthier, and it seems like you have a lot more offense out there.
You know, I feel real good about it. You know, we're getting our weapons back. You know, we need everybody. You know, it's going to be a long second half of the season. Right now we're trying to go in and take care of Miami, and we do that, then, you know, we'll feel good.
How much of a threat has Joey Porter become again?
Well, you know, he's become a real big threat. You know, he's playing real good right now. He's got that team fired up. You know, it's a new team. And, they have a real good defense, so we have to count for him and everybody else on that defense.
Looking at that defense, they forced a lot of fumbles again. I mean, did you feel after seeing you guys have been doing, they're going to be trying to strip that ball even more?
You know, they're going to be doing that from the first snap of the game. We know that, though. We have to go out here and practice and work on, you know, holding on to the ball, no turnovers. And like I said, what we do on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, it will show on Sunday.
A little surprising that beginning of the season you went to Miami. Not saying it's an easy win, but it's pretty unbelievable to see how far they've come in such a short amount of time.
Oh, it has. You know, they're playing real well. You know, they started off slow, didn't have a good year last year, but, you know, they're getting things turned around. And, you know, as we know around here, anything can happen on Sunday. So, you know, we have to be prepared on Sunday to go.
Daniel, how about just where you guys are at the division? You have a bye week, but you gained ground with that Chargers loss.
We did. You know, like I said, our destiny's in our own hands. So, you know, we can't count on other teams to lose. You know, we have to go out there and get wins ourselves, you know, put points up, you know, hold on to the ball. And if we take care of little things, you know, our destiny will be, you know, good at the end.
What sense of urgency is there now?
You know, I mean, I think it is, you know, it's little things, you know, the last couple of weeks we haven't played well, you know, it's little things that, you know, if you really go back, you know, we see where, you know, we've lost the game. So, you know, I mean, it's a sense of urgency around here, you know, to, you know, get better in all aspects of the game.
Do you ever look, Daniel, at the other side of the ball where Champ's out, Boss is out, and concern yourself at all with the defense, or just have to worry about what you're doing?
You know, it's concern, you know, with them gone. But, you know, we all, you know, young guys have to come up, step up. You know, it's they're having an opportunity now to come in here and make a name for themselves, help this team out. So we're looking forward, you know, to guys, you know, stepping up, making plays, and we'll be good.
You almost feel like it's training camp again with all the new faces that have shown up in the last couple of weeks?
It feels like a little bit. You know, we need to put the names on the helmet so we can learn everybody around here, but, you know, we'll be good.
Dan, you probably answered this already, but can you talk about the concern of the turnovers the last 4 or 5 weeks?
You know, it's been a concern for us. You know, if you go back and look at the games that we've lost, you know, that's been the biggest point of us losing. So it's been a real big emphasis on practice, going out here holding on to the ball. And, you know, what we do today, tomorrow and Friday, will show on Sunday.
I mean, does the guys, do you know that the defensive guys are going, you know, making an extra effort to try and strip the ball and stuff like that?
We know they are. You know, we have our defensive guys, you know, doing that in practice. You know, I think they get paid if someone strips the ball. That's, I mean, we're working hard on it, you know. That's been a problem for us, but we're going to get better at that.
Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.